two people to get a hold of each section of it and pull it apart, and one that gets the longest portion of it that always gets a wish that comes true, that they make a wish before they pull.
You have to make the wish before you pull it?
Yeah.
Alright. And what do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you can eat?
Oh, the liver, gizzard. I guess that would be the two.
Do you call all that stuff together anything?
No.
Like you made gravy out of it or something?
Chicken gravy?
So you wouldn't call all that stuff together anything that?
No.
And what about the inside parts of a pig or calf? What can you eat there?
Well, you got to have the liver, and I guess your liver would be the main inside part.
Well, would you have just a comprehensive term for the insides of a pig or a calf?
No, I wouldn't think so. You're talking about the edible parts now.
Yes. So. The edible parts. Have you ever heard the term hoslet or parsley?
No.
Well, what's the stuff that you can use to eat? Sometimes you can fry it, or you can stuff sausage in it.
The intestines.
And what do you, is there another word for that?
Maybe in chickens, I think there would be, I've heard the term used a lot, of entrails.
But what about a hog?
The chitterlings. Most people call them chitlins.
But which would you say if you were being just regular?
I would call them chitterlings because they've had several farm programs on this in which they describe the correct pronunciation of them and so forth. And it's a proper term to use chitterlings.
But regular
usage is chitlins.
And now, if the day's getting late and all you have, your stock's making a lot of noise, you'd say, "Oh, I didn't realize it's late. It's getting on time." And it's getting on to what time? To what?
Feeding time.
And how do you call your cows in from the pasture?
I don't.
Well, how would you?
Most people don't.
Oh, they don't?
Call them in. In other words, they have a stimulus type response. So like Pavlov's theory on the dogs, you know, that you could ring a bell a certain time of the day and you could start to where you could cause the dogs to start salivating, the gastric juices to start flowing and everything. This is normally the way people get their stock in today.
With a bell?
Not with a bell, but by going on a certain vehicle to a certain area at a certain time of the day.
And
they have a conditioned response to come at this time. Or most people say check on cows or hogs on their pickup trucks, and maybe they use a horn to blow for them.
So the horn
comes. So that most of the time, just seeing the same vehicle will evoke a conditioned response. Like I can go to feed my cows, and I can go out on my pickup that I normally travel on, and they'll all come. But I can go on a strange pickup, and they won't all come.
That's interesting. Well, have you ever heard a call from?
Back in the real old days when they had milk cows that they called in, most of them would use a call term of, and I don't even know how to spell it, but I've heard it before.